I started out preparing for my sermon backwards. I started with a title and then figured I need to get something to fill this sermon. So I looked in my concordance and came up with four texts about opportunity. My title is Opportunity for Jesus. So after looking at that, I thought, well, this is going to be a short sermon. Yahoo! My opening text is from Ephesians 4:27. It's one of the opportunity texts. It says, "And give no opportunity to the devil." Well, that's a short text, but a lot can be said there. Give no opportunity to the devil. That's what not to do with your opportunity. What does opportunity mean? Webster defines opportunity as a combination of circumstances favorable for a purpose, a good chance or occasion as to advance oneself. Well, right now we're going to take an opportunity for everyone to stand up. Got 2 minutes to mingle and then welcome everybody to church. And I would like to welcome James and Gloria and Ashley. I'm sure glad you came today. So everybody take the opportunity to mingle and say, glad you came. Okay. Now that opportunity was not even in the sermon. That was spontaneous and I'm glad I took it. That was probably better than anything that's going to be said in the sermon. Because it's important we take the opportunity to make sure everyone is welcome. How many of you have opportunities? Does everyone take advantage of their opportunities given them? Have you ever had wasted opportunities? Are opportunities always for good? No. Today we're going to talk about three opportunities. The first one is found in Matthew 6:14-16. In the concordance under the word opportunity, that's my second one. Found in my concordance under opportunity. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I deliver him to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray Jesus. Wow, what a misuse of opportunity. It can make you or break you. Do you know what Judas received in the end for this opportunity? Death. He hung himself after throwing the money back at their feet. Didn't even spend a dime. Matthew 26:14-16. Don't waste your opportunities. Don't seek bad opportunities. If it will not glorify Jesus, seek another opportunity. You know, somewhere along the line, I think Jesus would have liked to whisper to Judas, Ephesians 4:27, because that's what caused his death. He sought an opportunity for the devil. The next story, one of my favorites, it's found in Daniel 3:9-30. This story is about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Have you ever heard of these guys? Do you know who they are? Oh yeah, someone changed their names. They were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Let's read. That's right, they were fireproof. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music," why didn't they just say orchestra, "shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no heed to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in a furious rage, commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought. Wouldn't you be furious? You can just see his neck bulging. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar liked these guys because they were good guys. Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trigon, the harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God that will deliver you from my hands?" Right then and there, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who didn't bow down and chose that opportunity to not bow down, were faced with another opportunity. What did they say? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this manner. If be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up." What do you think King Nebuchadnezzar did right then? He got really mad. He blew a fuse. It says it right there. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times more than it was to be heated. And he ordered certain mighty men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He wanted his top people to make sure they were bound good and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their mantles, their tunics, their hats, and their other garments, and they were cast into the burning fiery furnace. Because the king's order was strict with the furnace very hot, the flame of the fire slew the men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So it was sizzling hot. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the burning fiery furnace. The next word should have been snap, crackle, pop, right? Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and rose in haste. He said to his counselors, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire?" They answered the king, "True, O king." He answered, "But I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the appearance of the 4th is like the Son of Man." Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the door of the burning fiery furnace and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come forth and come here." And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And the satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's counselors gathered together and saw that the fire had not had any power over the bodies of these men. The hair of their head was not singed. Their mantles were not harmed, and no smell of fire came upon them. Nebuchadnezzar said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." Boy, he had a turn of emotions, didn't he? Fiery mad at them, and now he's blessing them. "Who has sent his angel and delivered his servants, who trusted in him and set at naught the king's command and yielded up their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree, any people, nation, or language that speaks anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb, and their houses laid in ruins, for there is no other God who is able to deliver in this way." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Wow. Talk about a scary opportunity. They took it. They stood. No bowing. Doing nothing got them into trouble. Couldn't they fake it and just bend over and tie their shoes? No, they seized the opportunity for Jesus, and who should be there to encourage and thank them but Jesus himself? There's a lesson here. If there's an opportunity to stand for Jesus, seize it, grab it, jump for it, even if you are not rewarded here on earth like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the reward of eternal life will be more than worth it. How would you like to have an opportunity to jump into a fire for Jesus? What about the other Jewish boys in the crowd? Do you think there were other Jews out there? Probably were. They bowed down to the image. They regretted the rest of their lives for not accepting this opportunity. Do you live a life of regrets? I wanted to go on and on about the wonderful opportunities people in the Bible had to stand for Jesus. Opportunities. We have so much encouragement in the Bible. Daniel and his opportunity to kneel for Jesus just to pet kitties. The opportunity Paul and Silas took just to sing hymns in jail. The opportunity Gideon took to deliver the Israelites. The opportunity Joseph took to go to jail and interpret dreams. The opportunity Simon of Cyrene had to carry Jesus' cross. And the opportunity Hannah had to be with her son for a mere 12 years to deliver him to work for God. And so many, many more we don't have time to even mention, yet tell of their wonderful stories. This sermon gave me a chance to just think and reflect. Do you know every one of you has a story? A good story. I can't wait to go to heaven. When I go to heaven, I decided to sit right under the tree of life and listen to stories. Stories of the millions of Israelites who didn't make it in the Bible. Story of the Waldenses in the Dark Ages. Stories from every country on earth. Stories from our angels. Story from the modern times. Stories of people before the flood. Have you looked through those high-power telescopes and seen the billions of planets, worlds, stars, suns, and galaxies out there? There are trillions of stories we don't even realize are happening or have happened. A lot of fruit smoothies from the Tree of Life and enough stories to last a trillion years and maybe just start over again. You know, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, mind has not imagined the wonderful things God has planned for us. The third story and last story I'm going to tell you about is about a young man named Patrick Hughes. Have you ever heard of him? Until 2 weeks ago, I had never heard of him either. But now I will never forget him and will thank him for the encouragement he has given me. At this point, we're going to have our video of this young man named Patrick Hughes.
Patrick Hughes plays so that we might hear the music of opportunity and the sound of potential.
Wasn't that inspirational? If he can, what about me? You can too. Thanks, Patrick. What a remarkable young man. He seized his opportunities, and he does not even waste time regretting about opportunities he doesn't have. What a new way of looking at that word, opportunity. I now see Jesus in every opportunity I have. Do you know why? Not because of the poor example of Judas, not because of the death-defying act of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and not because of Patrick Hughes, but I do thank them for their examples. I want to have the opportunity to stand for Jesus simply because of what he has done for me. He took, he seized, he jumped for the opportunity that God gave him to die for you and me, to give us the opportunity for eternal life with Jesus. No better reason, no better thing, no better act than to stand for Jesus. Let's bow our head. Dear God, thank you for the opportunity to come and worship on your holy day, to be able to stand for you. Thank you for the stories throughout the Bible of people that stood for you. Give us the courage to continue to stand for you till the end, to take the opportunities you give us, and to run with them, like Patrick, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We thank you for being able to visit friends today and encourage them to come back in thy holy name. Amen.